Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
Hearts, join us for a live session this morning on KCRW.
Thank you.
Hearts live on KCRW this morning. Hello and welcome to KCRW.
Hello, thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely, yeah. Happy holidays. I'm surprised, actually, you're touring so late. It's usually the quiet season right around now.
I know, it's a celebratory tour.
Good. Are you looking forward to a little holiday break?
We are, but we're happy to have another show tonight. We're not quite ready for the tour to be over.
No, let's keep it going. So tonight at the Moroccan Lounge, which is an awesome venue downtown L.A., also we're going to give away tickets and copies of the album New Compassion, our guest's Hearts. So first off, let's dispel any confusion with the band name. You are not the Wilson sisters. You are our Nenny and Benny. It's Hearts plural and a little bit of different spelling for the band name. However, any way you spell it, these songs are matters of the heart. And this album is very much about your relationship. You two, the principals in the band, are married. And this album really seems like a discussion about your connection and your time together.
Yeah, it is. We started the record around 3 years ago, and I think we were just going through a time of shift, and we always tried to communicate something through the music and, you know, make sense of our worlds through the music. But I think with this album, we were also communicating something between us, so it took a little bit of a different shape. And I think we had to tap into something a little bit deeper to do that.
I find it fascinating that there would be kind of a conversation through the music between the two of you that you may not have been comfortable saying, in person.
Yeah, that was definitely the case. I think, you know, it was a very difficult time, I think, and we didn't quite know what the album was going to be, and we didn't quite know what was going to come out, but I think we had this hope that if we would go into the studio and make another record, the songs would reveal themselves through the music. And I think, in a way, we've always communicated through music as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the music has carried us many, many parts of our lives.
Hmm. You've been together for many years now.
Many, many years. We met in years. So many years.
Don't tell anyone this.
Exactly.
I think we're weird.
And I know, it's so strange. You've been together for so long.
We're very, very old.
I'm
actually 80.
You have an old soul. We can hear the old soul.
Right.
How did the Hudson Valley become the backdrop for this record?
We tried to leave the city for the record because we were looking for a bit of a solitude, I think, to write the music, and we wanted to have a quiet place, something very peaceful. And also, leaving the city meant we could leave the studios, the regular studios, where it didn't feel like the place where we would want to make the music. And because it was such a personal album, I think we wanted to be in an environment that we could live in and work in at the same time. So when we had an idea, we could just do it. We could just record it. It was very free in a way. And we just went into a house in the Hudson Valley and we set up all our instruments and started writing. And we were really able to work so much more there and so much faster as well.
Yeah, it is so beautiful up there, that part of the country.
It is.
So the song that I was first drawn to was the one you opened with this morning, In This Time, which is beautiful and is a simple sentiment that I think we can all identify with, just the idea of nothing lasts forever, even if you want it.
Yeah.
But it also has kind of this timeless classic rock feel. It almost feels like a Stevie Nicks song to me. I don't know if you've ever gotten that kind of comparison, but that's what resonated for me.
Thank you so much. No, I've heard the comparison before. You know, it's of course, I feel very flattered when someone says it. On the other hand, you know, I don't think anyone can be compared to her because,
sure.
You know, I think she's one of the greatest singers of all time. But, you know, we actually wrote the song in Nashville when we were on tour a year ago. And so I think maybe that energy of that place kind of bled into that a little bit, you know, of that, you know, as you say, classic feel.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, the song, it's about change and just, yeah, the inevitability of it. Mm. Even though, you know, me especially, I'd sometimes like to work against that. Mm. And takes me a little while.
The second song that I went to here for the radio show was New Compassion, which you're going to play to start the second set. But what an anthem for our times, really. I mean, people need to hear this song because it's just something that we need to be more mindful of, you know, is just a little more compassion.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because I think New Compassion, it was a song, the reason why we named the album New Compassion, because we had other titles before, but the reason we ended up using it was because New Compassion was actually a place we arrived at the end of making, almost the end of making the record. It was one of the last songs. And, you know, we didn't start with that sentiment when we made the record. The record started, it was very much us and a very much a romantic love. And I think with New Compassion, for us, it became this mantra. You know, it became, to us, it's about the connective force. It's about something that's bigger than romantic love. And in a way, also this look outward to say, yeah, we're hurting. Everyone is going through a painful time. People are very lonely, but we all feel this. Mm. And I think there's a hope in that. So so for us, it just became this mantra, and we just kept repeating it to ourselves. And it just was a little bit of a shift there.
Mm. Well, what a beautiful document of both a personal journey, but also touching on universal themes with this album. New Compassion from our guests in studio, the band Hearts. Again, we're going to have tickets for the show tonight at the Moroccan Lounge downtown, and also vinyl copies of their latest album, It's New Compassion, as we head into their second set for us, Hearts on KCRW.
This is another song from the album called Sign. It's Your Love.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you for having us.
All right, take care.